The penalties were unbelievable, like they were that first maybe 3 weeks of the season. So things have calmed down since then. The beauty of it is we don't have to go to Mankato, and that's why it's so important to get that second seed. And they get to come up here to Houghton, and we've played extremely well against them here the last couple of years. So we're looking forward to the challenge, you know, which is it's a huge challenge, but it's a great opportunity for us. And, you know, if you can get through this series, you know, you're that much closer to that NCAA tournament bid, you know, then you got one game. So after this weekend will be a best of three. And then the final weekend in our league, whoever wins this series and the Bemidji Bowling Green series moves on to a single game for a chance to advance the NCAA tournament and win the Broadmoor Trophy. So it's exciting. We're at home. We've been playing well at home, and we just need our fans to come out and rally around this team and support us. Like I said, I don't know how much is going on this weekend, but get your tickets. This might be the last weekend we get to see this team at home this year, and the last weekend we can see these seniors play, and it's going to be great hockey. I mean, it's going to be intense, and you think our games earlier in the year were good against Minnesota State. Wait till you see these games. I mean, it's a whole nother, it's hard to explain. Just like when you watch the NHL, the regular season is good and you see some tremendous games. Like last week, I was watching Minnesota and Chicago. I mean, what a game. And then LA comes and they're playing Minnesota. And I mean, the intensity, the you know, ratchet up. And you know, our games are good in the regular season, but these games are going to be at home. And we saw that last weekend a little bit. I mean, just the intensity and the speed and the physicality and all the things that go into it. So it's going to be a great weekend of hockey. And, you know, you're going to see some future NHLers this weekend play and come on out and get your tickets. We don't have the luxury of doing that very often to see really, really good players maybe during the season. But this weekend's going to be a weekend where a lot of talent's on display, and they're going to be hard fought, intense, exciting games. I wish I could just come and sit back and relax and enjoy the games. That's how good they're going to be. I can't. And people, you know, they say, oh, great game and all that. And I said, no fun to coach.
I know.
It's no fun to coach. I mean, you ask any coach. I mean, just the emotions you go through and the stress and the nerves and everything involved. I mean, it's, you know, after a game, you're drained. You're completely drained. And before it, it's not a lot of fun either. So I don't know why anybody want to get in coaching.
You were talking about NHL. I wanted to ask you, did you see Panic's goal?
I did, yeah.
Oh, was that something?
Well, that was a really nice goal. But, you know, Chicago's got a lot of talent. They're fun to watch. You try to pick little things up from their team. But, you know, of course, we want to watch Tanner, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm excited for Tanner and watching him play. And, you know, and I'm sitting there and saying things. Tanner, you know, and my wife's looking at me like, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? I mean, come on, let's get real here. Like I said, I know I'm coaching. I'm coaching. I'm like, it's my kid or something. I got to relax and enjoy the game. Like I don't know. She just looks at me like she knows I'm crazy. But anyway. Yes, I have watched the games.
Get your questions in for Coach Pearson. Let's get a couple in here before the break. Coach, this question says, is there a lot of trash talking during the games? If so, who are some of your players known for their chatter?
That's a good question. You know, there is, maybe not like other sports, but Jake Lucchini, I think he likes to get going. I don't know if that's that Italian in him. And Alex Smith, that must have been a big thing in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. He must have picked it up in Flin Flon. So he likes throwing a few things out there. I think, though, those are two that come to mind that like to you know, throw a few lines out there. But there's not a lot. But from time to time, you have to understand, a lot of these players have played against each other somewhere, so they like giving it to each other.
You talk about Jake Lucchini, you talk about Smith and Alex Gillies. Those are three guys that are always, seemingly always smiling, too. They are just, around the locker room or whatever, it just seems like they're always smiling, they're always in a good mood, they're happy to be at the rink.
Well, they are, and then that's you know, you got a lot of different personalities on your team, which is special, and you don't want all the same, and, you know, they all have their, you know, their habits and their, I guess, superstitions. But some guys are a little more happier when they come to the rink, and other guys are pretty quiet. But those three guys, yeah, they're usually always chirping about something.
Here's another question for Coach. Coach, it seems like the team has taken a step forward in skill. Would you agree with that, and can we take another step this season?
Well, the skill's there. The skill's there, you know, and that's why you recruit these players. You see certain things in them, and sometimes it doesn't always come together, and that's the hard part. You can practice and continue to work on, whether it's your shooting, your passing, your, you know, game-like situations where you have to read and react. And then it's the execution part. I think the execution part came together this weekend a little bit more. And part of that is just your focus, you know, mentally in the game. We're asking our guys to really dial in. Like, we don't have school this week. So part of that is good, and part of that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned that you don't get in your regular routine and, you know, get up and move around, and, you know, you can stay up late and watch movies and go home and sleep, and you're, you know, we got to keep them moving. But at the same time, you don't have to worry about all the midterms we had last week and the mental stress and strain that can put on you. So that should open up your brain and your mind just to focus on hockey and that. But I like our skill level, you know, and you know, maybe we don't have Patan, you know, who's got, you know, silky soft hands, but we all have a lot of guys that can make plays. And a part of that's confidence. A part of that's the opposition, what they're trying to do on you. And part of that's just your mindset and your execution. So I thought we were really good at preparing for the weekend. I thought we had great practices. I think that break a couple weeks ago really helped us. I think we're as rested and as mentally sharp as we've been in a long time.
There's a lot of jump in the legs.
A lot of jump in the legs. Weekend. And that's, we backed off practice. And like I said, that bye week, I thought we were rusty when we came out of it for Northern Michigan. And last weekend was our second weekend, this past weekend, off of that bye week. And I think it really showed, and I think it'll continue to show this weekend as well.
You talk about keeping on the routine, even though the kids are off. Do you, will you still have earlier practices, or we try to keep it around the same time too? Is that at all part of trying to keep?
Yeah, we'll mix things up a little bit. So we'll go some earlier practice. So, you know, like try to get them moving, get them up, get them to practice, get them in bed a little bit earlier, because we're big on our at least 8 hours of sleep. And then we'll try to fill their afternoons a little bit and, you know, give them an activity at night, whether we'll go bowling or something like that. We'll make sure they stay active and they're not just laying around. We don't want to get those heavy legs for Friday night.
All right, we'll take a break. More of your questions coming up. You still have time to get one in, too. DJ at the Mix 93.com. And go ahead and give the Central Ticket Office a call and get your tickets for Michigan Tech hockey this weekend.
Coca-Cola is dedicating radio time to unsung heroes. This one goes out to the volunteer snowplowers. While Old Man Winter is dishing out snow, you're dishing out generosity. At the crack of dawn, you fire up the snowplow and hit every school, hospital, strip mall, and office park within 20 miles. And you do it with a smile. You deserve a delicious, refreshing, ice-cold Coke in return. Share a Coke with your hero. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All 2 liters, $2 for $3. Bucko's is loaded up with Keweenaw alpaca gear for the back end of winter. Jack's Original Pizzas are $3 for $11. Red Baron Pizzas are $3 for $9.99. Don't forget to, next month, renew your fishing and hunting license and pick up your bait. All sales do not include taxes or deposits. At Bucko's Calumet.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs. And an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
WCHA playoff hockey returns to the MAC for round two. Your Hockey Huskies are back in action this Friday, Saturday, and if necessary, Sunday in a best-of-three series against Minnesota State. All games are at 7:07, so don't miss a moment of the action as Michigan Tech looks to bring home the Broadmoor. Contact the SDC Central Ticket Office at 906-487-2073 or go to buyhuskiestickets.com. Michigan Tech round two, WCHA playoff action this weekend.
A Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Got a couple more questions here to tell you about. Here's the next question, Coach. Of your 14 goals against Lake Superior, 10 of them